come, bowing down before your throne. We know that we could never repay all we owe, but you said that we could come before you as we are, as we are.
This is a recorded teaching of the Heart to Heart Bible Study titled, Yet I Will Rejoice, a chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse study through the book of Habakkuk. More information about this study is available on our website at www.refugefamily.com/womensministry.
Amen and amen! Woo! Yay! I apologize for any confusion that might have taken place for today on, oh, we're meeting. No, we're not meeting. Oh, we're meeting. Oh, we're not meeting. So in the realm of what we used to call normal, we today would be out there eating and having a great time and sitting in our groups and talking about the things of the Lord. We still would have had the study, but we would have probably had it out there, and instead, we weren't going to be meeting at all. Now we're not allowed to have food here, so we're doing great. We're doing great. We're all in here together, and we all look great. You all look great with your masks, except I can't recognize any of you. Although, and you're not even in your regular seats now, because you have to be sitting in so far away from each other. So, but I am great. It's great to have you here. As you recall, we started this study in January 14th. And at that time, I shared with you the verse that the Lord had given me for this year. And we talked about it last week, Nahum 2:1. And so I've just basically put all the translations together to just go over that verse and pay attention to what it is actually saying. Since the 1st of January, someone is coming up against you. Number one, someone is coming up against you. Okay, check. Be on your guard. Be on your guard. Okay, check. Watch where you're going. Watch the road. Watch where you are going. Strengthen, brace yourself, and put on your armor. Strengthen, brace yourself, and put on your armor. Put on the whole armor of God. Helmet of salvation, belt of truth, shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield, the sword of the Spirit, and the your feet shod with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then fortify and collect all your strength. During this time, have any of you felt like, I gotta fortify this strength that I have in me. I have only a little strength. I need to strengthen my strength. And we found that to be true during this time, haven't we? We've needed to strengthen our strength. And that verse has proven to be a direct word from God. I don't know about you, but it's certainly been a direct word from God for me. I just love being able to talk out to you guys and not have to always look. But I love you guys there. I love you guys that are on the, I want to remember to look at you as well. So, how many times throughout this study have we mentioned that God is positioning his people? God has positioned his people throughout this whole time. God moved people out of the area, had them in certain areas away from here before all of this started. We were all in different situations. I know that God has put us exactly where we're supposed to be. We are not here at this time in this place by accident. Wherever you are right now is not an accident. You are right where you're supposed to be. We're all, yes, you too, and you too, are exactly where God wants you to be. Exactly where God wants you to be. Because it is God who positions his people. And he has you. He's got this. He's got it all under control. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace," is one of the scriptures, but not the one that I'm talking about. "These things I have spoken to you, so that when they come upon you, you may believe." John 14:29. When these things happen that I told you about, when they come upon you, you will believe. And so we have seen that, and I believe. And so, Father, as we just get into the rest of this study, Father, we pray for your presence to be with us. We pray, God, to be sensitive to your Spirit. We pray, Father, that you would hear us and that you would mold us and make us into what you want us to be, Lord. We are so thankful to be in your presence, Lord. We are so thankful to be together. We are thankful to be together and even virtually together, Lord. We are just thankful to be in your presence. And I pray, Father, that the words that are spoken would be anointed by you, by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And let us learn from what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So we started this book, we started this study, God positioning his people in the book of Ruth, the story of love, friendship, loyalty, but especially it was the story of redemption. It was the story of redemption when we went through the book of Ruth. Remember that Ruth is not just a nice short story. It is filled with the consequences of women who are all in. Women who are all in. And I got to ask us, because we were challenged at the very beginning of this study in Ruth, we were challenged, are you all in? So small groups were asking for some questions. What are the questions? Okay, here's some questions. Are you all in? Am I all in? Of course, you can't answer that question for me. Are we all in? We've heard we're all in this together, but we're not in the same boat. Remember, we talked about that. All of us have different situations that we're walking through during this time. And so we are all in this together, but not in the same boat. We committed to asking God what he wanted to see changed in us. And then we ask him for the strength, the courage, the commitment, the loyalty, and the friendship that we would need to accomplish what he has called us to do in the place where he positioned us. So we prayed that, we committed to that in the very first part of this study. By the way, I wanted to bring to your attention that something that I didn't announce is that the scripture writing is going to be available to you. I said that, right? I said that it was going to be available to you. But look at what we had in January. Our scripture writing in January, unbeknownst to us of what we were going to be going through, was on encouragement. For February, it was peace. And then for March, hope. April, contentment. So that God even puts the scripture writing together, just as he would have us to look at it, just as he wants to center us in on that. So be encouraged in that. Then we began the book of Esther on February 25th, and that book shows God's mercy and grace. The book, it is the book of choices. It's the book of choices, choosing to do things God's way, even when they're hard, even when they hurt. Doing things God's way. Sometimes that was going to include fasting. I can't fast. I can't do without food. Yeah, oh, I guess I did. Because, you know, during this time, just before, I don't know if we talked about it in the teaching, but I fasted for, Thursday through Easter. And that was the best time of my life. It was so good. And I'm one of those that, I'm not sure I can fast. You know, I haven't done that in a long time. I'll have to do without. And this little thing in my stomach, I'll have to do it. But God called me to that fast. So I didn't have that thing in my stomach. I didn't have those other things. because my time that was usually going to be eating was invested in prayer. So getting that time with the Lord just made that through. So the book of Esther encouraged that. She got the people together and they prayed and they fasted. They prayed and they fasted. Fasting always includes prayer. Always, always, always. There's no reason to fast if you're not going to pray, because that's got your whole attention there. We were told that we must make a choice. The world's messages are often completely opposite to God's righteous ideas and counsel. Almost always, we can be influenced by TV, movies, music, social media. How many of you have been influenced in the last few months by social media? We've all been influenced by that, haven't we? And we've been like, well, is this true? Is this true? Well, I don't know. How many of us went, God, is this true? Because I want to know the truth, because it's only the truth that sets me free. So in that, we've been influenced by it. We can be influenced by official studies. We can be influenced by polls. We can be influenced by, oh, in this place, blah, 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 blah is happening. And then we get all fearful and we go, oh, no, it's a blah, blah. And God says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear. Rest in me, relax, and ask me about this. Is this true? Does it concern you? Are you praying about it? It concerns me because I'm praying about it. So yes, it does concern me, whatever those polls are, whatever those things that I'm hearing on TV are. And sometimes we can be influenced by ungodly friends' advice. What should influence us? Was the other question that we were asked. What should influence us? The Word of God. God's counsel through godly people and through His Word. God's counsel through godly people and through His Word. How quick we are sometimes to take the word of the ungodly and go, oh yeah, we got to go that way. We got to go that direction. Without taking the time to pray about it, seeking the guidance of other godly friends, and just move on what God tells us to do. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly, I love that word, He will abundantly pardon us. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. He will abundantly pardon us. God has taken the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I'm telling you, just look at me. In the place that I get to do, the things that I get to do, He took the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And so by the time we had gotten to chapter 4, we found ourselves not being able to meet here in the church. The lockdown had begun. And so I was scheduled to leave for When Leaders Lead on the 13th of March. It was all planned. It was all put together. They had ordered the food. Everything was together. All the beds were made. Everything was taken care of. And then we get the call on, I had a company at my house, a couple of girls that were going to go up with me, or down or over, where is that, Murrieta? Whatever direction that is, it's there. So I was getting ready for that. We were having fun together. And then we get the call, the email, the text. They let us know in every way possible. We're sorry, but Riverside has closed it, and the governor has also closed it. So we didn't get to go to that. So why waste a good study, which was, I just want to say, We were excited, and yet even as I was preparing for my study on the devotional life, What You Leave Behind, somewhere in my heart, I knew that I was not going to be sharing that at the conference center. I can't explain it. I just knew as I was putting it together, You're not going to be sharing this on that date. It's not going to be there. It's not going to be at the conference center. And so I didn't know why or how that would happen by the early afternoon, and then I already told you that. So not wanting to waste a good study, all of the gals that we knew were going to the retreat or to the conference, or that weren't able to go to the conference but wanted to come to my house before they said, no, you can't gather at all, we got together and we went through this study. And it was a great one-day conference. The conference theme was vision. And guess what the scripture was? Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision and make it plain, so that those who can, so that they may run who read it. And so, you know, when I looked at that devotional life, what does the word devotion mean? What does that even mean? It means loyalty. It means love. It means enthusiasm for a person or a cause or an activity. It's devoutness. It's spirituality. It's holiness. It's godliness. Devotion. What are we devoted to? Is a devotional, here's another question for leaders. What is a devotional life important? Is a devotional life important? Should we invest time in personal devotions? Yes, of course, no question about it. Personal devotion is simply the time that a Jesus follower invests with God. It's just that kind of time. We come into God's presence for the purpose. We come into God's presence with the purpose of deepening and strengthening our relationship with God. We come to Him with purpose, that purpose being to deepening and strengthening our relationship with God. Our spirit longs for His presence. In Psalm 42:1, as the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for Thee, O Lord. Are you in that place? Does your soul pant for the Lord? Are you excited about that time that you get to invest with Him? Lots of times we read of Jesus going into a quiet place, alone with the Father. Personal devotional life helps us to mature spiritually. A personal devotional life helps us mature spiritually. God invites us into a relationship with Him. Deuteronomy 4:29, you will seek me. Deuteronomy 4:29, you will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. You will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. We have an invitation to rest in God's presence. An invitation to rest in God's presence. Jesus invites us to be His disciples. What are disciples? Disciples are servants, are followers, are learners who get to know Him intimately. People who get to know God intimately. John 12:26, whoever serves me, John 12:26, whoever serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. So how do we follow? John 15:5, abide in me. That is, live with me. Live with me, dwell with me. We are invited to dwell with the living God. Invited to dwell with the living God. Psalm 91:1, he who dwells, makes his home in, rests in, settles in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The purpose of a devotional, personal devotional time is to get alone, alone, alone with God. Alone with God, just you and God. Just you and God. In the secret place and talk with him, to get in that secret place. And sometimes it's a time of quietness with him where we need to listen. Does anybody else have trouble listening? Any other person in here or maybe online there, you like you get praying and you just pray your heart out. And okay, thanks God, and then you leave. And you think you're all done. You've done all these asking things and didn't stop to hear what God has to say. God, do you want me to? Do you want me to do this? Okay, Lord, I'm going to wait for an answer. Waiting on the Lord, waiting to see what God will do. And so, that listening to him, Isaiah 30:15, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. An important part of personal devotions is investing time in God's word, in the Bible. Investing time in the Bible. God wants us to know him. He wants us to know about him, and he wants us to know what he's doing. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 are part of our of women's ministries. Is it called the missions statement? Is that correct? In our mission statement, we have 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's what the purpose is. Remember in the garden when God said, when Satan said, did God really say? Did God really? But did he really say that? I just get a picture of this guy's face. I don't know about you. He probably didn't look anything like that at all. But I get a picture and I'm going, did he really say that? Did I do that? Little Urkel there. To know what God really said, we need to know for ourselves what he said. So how do I know for myself what he said? We got to read it. So Psalm 119:11, we hide the word of God in our heart. We hide the word of God in our heart. Did I say 119:7? I meant 11 if I didn't say 11. So we get quiet. And we set aside all distractions. All distractions. The phone, the iPad, the beautiful music in the background that gives us the ability to pray better. Or I can really hear the words when I'm reading out loud. There's music going. Get some quiet. All the distractions. Do you ever notice when you got the music going in the background, all of a sudden you're humming along with the music? And so I don't want to be like, don't ever do that. But get some time all alone with no distractions and focus on the one we love. Read your Bible. Maybe use a Bible reading plan. Use a daily devotional. But always include the Bible. The Bible should be the most important book that you read. A devotional are good. They're always good. A lot of them are really good. But they are an interpretation of someone else's. They're someone else's interpretation of a scripture. And I want to go then, after I've read their interpretation, then I go to my Bible and I look at that verse and I see what God has to say to me on that verse. So I want to hear directly from God. Investing time in God's word on a regular basis, not out of habit or have to, will help you know him more intimately. And it includes prayer for that intimate life. God wants to meet with you in quiet, in the secret places. Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, go into your closet or go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. The one who sees in secret will reward you openly. We are invited to come boldly in prayer. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is a place of security and peace. It is a place of security and peace, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Jesus taught us to pray, and he reinforces the idea that the Father knows what we have need of, and it's right there in Matthew 6. We're going to start with verse 25, and yes, we're going to read the whole thing. So if you want to open your Bible to Matthew 6, starting with verse 25, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Because TJ Maxx was closed. That's why I worried about clothing. Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, verse 29, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows all of these things are needed by you. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and what? And his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. As Jesus followers, we meet with God in personal devotions to grow spiritually. Lots of us, maybe most of you guys, work out. I obviously have not been working out. So, because I have been taking advantage of my cooking and my baking and my whatever while I was home. But we work out. You work out, you eat right. Some of you guys have been, you know, you've been riding your bikes on the paths that you weren't supposed to be riding on. But you're walking. I saw the little thing of the dog. The first when they say, you want to go for a walk? Oh, yeah. And then the dog's all excited. And then the next time, okay, so you want to go for a walk? Yeah, okay. So you want to go for a walk? All right. And then the fourth time, the dog is hiding under the table. It's like, I do not want to go for another walk. Please do not take me for another walk. But you guys kept in shape during this time. And you don't take things that make you controlling substances, something that might make you think in different areas. So you're healthy and fit. If you are healthy, you can endure more for longer periods of time and resist illness more if you are healthy. So the same is true with your spirit. We need to look at our devotional life as a spiritual workout. Look at our life as a spiritual workout. When we invest time regularly with God in his word and in prayer, it prepares us for battle. Because Ephesians 6 says that we are to put on the whole armor of God. It causes us to be strong in the Lord for the spiritual battle that is inevitable. You all know that a spiritual battle is going on all the time, right? Nobody's surprised by that, right? Anybody in here, anybody out there, you're just like, what? Are you kidding me? Is it all the time? Yes. Yes, it is. It's all the time. A spiritual battle is going on all the time. Even to the point of, I'm so thankful that I feel so good about myself that I got through that. Now I'm fighting with pride. So I do one thing good and I'm fighting with something else. There's always that spiritual battle going on. And so ever notice how long it takes to build up physical muscle? I have. Ever notice how long it takes, all that lifting and all those weights and all of that sort of thing? Notice how, have you ever noticed how short of a time it takes to lose all that muscle? And how hard it is to get it back? So, it's the same with our spiritual fitness. Those spiritual muscles begin to atrophy when we're not investing time in God's word and prayer on a regular basis. In God's word and prayer on a regular basis. What happens? We forget what we know, and then we forget how to listen to God. And then, before we know it, we're doubting God and we're beginning to say, did God really say? And we find ourselves in that place. Habakkuk says, write the vision and make it plain. What will you leave behind from your day-to-day life, your day-to-day devotional life, when you are no longer here? Because, you know, eventually we're all going. Eventually. We're going to leave something behind for someone else to find, to see. I would encourage you to write down the things from your devotional life in something that somebody can accidentally find and not put it into your computer. You can put it into your computer if you want to. Of course, you can do anything you want to. But don't put it in a place where somebody else can't find it. You see, so God's word has to go forth. So that fruit of your devotional life. Well, then on May 5th, we began going through the book of Habakkuk. We learned to be watchmen. Watchmen, what does the watchman do? He watches and he warns. She watches and she warns. When she sees danger coming, she warns the people. So where are we now? That's the name of our study today. Where are we now? And don't worry, I'm not just beginning the study. So where are we now? I heard that. I can hear that all the way up. You'd be surprised how... But I'm not going to tell you guys what she said. So anyway, we've been through about 70 days of lockdown. About 70 days of lockdown. And we're just beginning to work our way through the reopening of our lives. The reopening of our cities, our towns. Couples retreats were canceled. St. Patrick's Day celebration was canceled. Conferences were canceled. A trip to Solvang for me was canceled. Very upset about that one. Celebration for my grandson's birthday canceled, but something I learned how to do were drive-by birthday parties. Love that. Granddaughter's graduation canceled. Weddings postponed. And that's only to name a few. All of you can add something to that. But I have learned, like some of you, I have learned how to Zoom. I haven't learned how to homeschool, but some of you moms who were like me that said, I am not a homeschool teacher. I'm like that one that was on Instagram where she said, God, I am a mother, and I live at home, and I know my kid needs schooling, but I am not a homeschool mom. I am not. Glory to God, I am not. She was so good. I really, she added a bit of levity to it all. When we have to, we learn how to care for our kids, how to homeschool our kids, even though we felt unqualified. Work on at home on a regular basis, cook meals every day. Every day. All of them. Every day. sometimes I decided that we didn't need lunch. So, two meals a day is good. Yeah. We've done things in our houses, we've cleaned things out, we've planted gardens, we've exercised at home, we walk more, we walk the dog more. Hopefully we have learned how to walk closely with the Lord. Hopefully we've learned how to trust the Lord more. Hopefully we've learned how to love one another more. The way that people have reached out during this time of quarantine, the way that you guys have ministered to one another, the one who sees in secret will reward you openly. Not that you're doing it for a reward, but only because God is a man of his word. God is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. You have been positioned by God. And I don't remember what retreat this was from. And this is, we're almost finished here. What retreat this was from. But it was one of my messages, and it was called This Day. So this day, this is a day that I have never seen before. This is a day of rejoicing, a day of giving thanks. This is a day for recognizing and knowing that Jesus loves me. This is, if Jesus didn't love me, I would not be standing here right now. I guarantee you that. In Lamentations 3, around verse 19, it reminds me of some of the hard times I've been through in the past. But then I take a look at verses 21 through 26. If you want to look it up, I'm going to read it in another translation. Lamentations 3, starting with verses 21 through 26. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Today is a new day. Remember, we started it out with today is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I used to say that every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will. And some days it was just like that. I will rejoice. This is me rejoicing in the middle of this. I will rejoice. Yes, you will, Joy. You will rejoice. This day, nothing, not even the enemy of my soul, will rob me of my joy. This day, I will use the word of God when the enemy is on the attack. This day, every trap the enemy sets is going to backfire on him and work out good for me. I love that one. This day, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Isaiah 54:17. This is my day. This is my day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. God has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. This is the day. This day, I will not let anything deter me from the will of God for my life. Today, I will not let anything deter me from the will of God for my life. This day, I will lift up the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the enemy. This is my day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This day, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, it comforts me. This day, I will walk in the identity that Christ Jesus has given to me. I belong to a family. I will walk in the identity that Jesus Christ has given me. I belong to the family of God. This is my day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. This day I shall not want because the Lord has given me my daily bread. This day the Lord has supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This day I will wait on the Lord. I will be encouraged. Notice that. Today I will wait on the Lord. Today I will be encouraged. Today he will strengthen my heart. This is the day that the Lord has made. He has given it to me, and I won't waste it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will not waste it. Every day is what I make it. I get to choose how I will respond or react. I get to make a choice of rejoicing and walking in the light or walking in darkness. I get to make that choice. Either I can walk in the light or I can walk in darkness. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. Ladies, we've come a long way from the beginning of this study. We have come a long way. All of us have grown. When we started in January with this study, we had no idea what May was going to be taught on. We didn't know what we were going to do for the month of May. And just as we sought the Lord on it, the Lord gave us Habakkuk. He was the one who was in control of that. God did it. He gave it to us. And so I want to encourage you. God has this. God's got this. That's my favorite thing now. God's got this. So whatever it is, God's got this. Rest in him. I don't know what the future holds, but I know the one who holds my future. And I know the one who holds your future. And I know you're tired of sitting. And I know that God is good. And I know that God has done great things in us. And I know that as we continue to seek him, that we will continue to grow. We will continue to be more of what he wants us to be. We just need to invest the time with him. That's the most important thing. Thank you guys who drove by last week. That was so fun for the drive-by. It was just so fun to have you do that. And thank you for those of you who brought me flowers, you brought me cards. It was just to say hi to you. It wasn't ever planned for anything else, but thank you for that. And I just want to say thank you guys for sticking with the study, for staying involved, for staying connected. I want to thank you for trusting the Lord to do great and mighty things in your life. Knowing that when you sat at home alone, for those of you who sat at home alone, some of you don't have a husband at home, some of you don't have kids at home, you don't have someone else at home, but you drew closer to the Lord in that time. And you're growing, you're going to continue to grow. So I want to encourage you for the summer to be a part of the study that we're doing in the summer. Whether or not you can do it online or whether or not you can be here. It is going to be a great study. It's going to be more topical. So each week we'll be on a different scripture and a different topic. And it won't be straight through a book. So you'll be able to get more information on that online as soon as we get it all put up. And instead of closing us with prayer, I've asked Josh to show us once again the blessing, the UK blessing. And if you want to get online for any of these, get online and just do the UK blessing. And that will bring this one up on YouTube. And there are all from all over the places, different ones that have done it. So let's just enjoy the blessing and don't use your tissue that you're supposed to leave on your chair during this, okay? That is 100% scripture. And that's my heart for you guys, that the Lord would bless you and keep you, give you all you need. Go before you, go behind you, be on either side of you. And to bless you. God bless you guys. God bless you for your walk with the Lord, for the way that you serve him, for the way that you walk with him, for the way that you serve one another. And I am so blessed that we got to get together today for this final one. So Praise the Lord, and God bless you and keep you. Okay, God bye.
Thank you for listening to this Heart to Heart Women's Bible Study recorded at Refuge Calvary Chapel in Huntington Beach. We hope you've been encouraged by today's lesson and will join us again as we continue to study through the Word of God. For more information about the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry, please visit our website at www.refugefamily.com or call our office at 714-891-9495.
Your name, I'm giving up.